Zok the Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Kiddushin, Perig Aleph, Mishnah Dalet, it's a small Mishnah. But in the Rishonim over here, in the Gemara, Shulchan Aruch, it's a huge, huge sugya. So we're just going to touch the top of the iceberg. As we have already explained, with all movable objects, I may pay for it, but it's not mine yet, even after I gave the money. I have to do some type of a kinyan. So what kind of a kinyan is there for animals? The answer is, one type of kinyan would be lifting the animal. Of course, it has to be the kind of animal you can lift. You can lift maybe a goat or a sheep. Lifting a horse or a cow or an ox, a donkey or a mule could be a bit more complicated. We're soon going to see that even a sheep or a goat, they're not so excited about being lifted. They could dig with their nails into the ground. Another type of kinyan would be meshicha. Meshicha means I bring the behemah. The buyer brings the behemah into his reshus or into a different place where he would have a right to be there. It could be the corner of reshus harabim called a simta. It's like a small street that's open to the reshus harabim. People can temporarily use that place. Or as the Bat Tanura explains, particularly toward the end of the Mishnah, where the Bat Tanura goes through the psak halacha, it could be a reshus that belongs to both of them. And then there's a mesira. Mesira means the seller gives over the behemoth to the buyer by giving over the reins. Here are the reins, or here's the here, take hold of it. Now let's see our Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah behemoth gasa. Behemoth gasa is a large animal, as in a cow, ox, horse, donkey, mule. Niknes, it is acquired bimesira. Bimesira means again, the seller gives over the reins to the buyer. Vadaka, small animal, sheep, goats, behagba by lifting a divrei, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Eliezer, as I held Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Eliezer. Whereas v'chachamim, I mean the chachamim say, behema daka, small animal, niknes bimeshicha. That's acquired through the kinyan meshicha, as we explained. You pull it into your rishos. Most rishonim hold that meshicha is for sure good. That meshicha is better than mesira. According to these Rishonim, when Reb Meir and Rabbi Eliezer tell us over here that a behema gasa could be acquired by mesira, what's their kavana? Their kavana is that not only meshicha, but even mesira also helps. You don't have to mamish pull it into your rishus, or a rishus that belongs to both of you, or a rishus that you have some limited rights to. No, you could even take hold of the reins, or take hold of the hair of the animal. That also helps. But if meshicha helps for sure, and therefore, when the Chachamim say a behema daka is acquired with Mashiach, you know what they mean to say? They mean to say, no, dafka with Mashiach, or by lifting it, but not with Mesira. Some Rishonim, many hold, this is what Rashi holds, and Rabbeinu Tam, that it's just the opposite. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Eliezer hold that Kinyan Mesira is more Chashiv than Mashiach. Mashiach is not as good as Mesira. Taking over the reins, that's the real Kinyan. Pulling into your Rishus, maybe yes, maybe not. So when Rameh and Rebbe Lazar say that a behemah gasa is acquired by Mesira, their kavana is only with Mesira, or by lifting it, but not with Meshicha. And on the other hand, when the Chachamim say, according to this pshat, that a behemah daka is acquired with Meshicha, what's their kavana? That it's acquired even with Meshicha, but for sure with Mesira. So I want to tell you an interesting story. Somebody once came to the Chazanish and said, his Chavrusa doesn't want to learn with him anymore, doesn't have a good head, it's hard for him to learn. He feels even uncomfortable sitting over there next to the boys that are so smart. So the Chazanish said, let me speak to that Chavrus of yours. And the Chazanish told him that even a behema you acquire with Mashiach, you pull him into your Rishos. How much more so a human being? You feel nechrayas for someone? Then take him in, make him feel comfortable, give him time, learn with him. Now Reb Moshe says that just like a person has to give 10% of his money for miser, you should give at least 10% of your time to learn with someone else.